This is Twit.
The hopeful news is there's a lot of amazing stuff going on. I spent a chapter in Estonia. They're trying to sort of rebuild the social contract between individuals and government.
Former Soviet satellite state,
full of techies. It's like a big version of Leo's show. I mean, everyone is.
I love Estonia.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you've had some people on.
And I've been there, and they had the digital citizen card.
So they got the digital citizen's card. They have a very transparent, digitally run government. But they're also, I think, confronting this issue of anonymity. I saw someone posted on anonymity saying that's the problem. And that's the problem with user-generated content. When people can be anonymous, they lie. They disrespect people. They insult women. They insult minorities. They claim to be one person when
they're not. It's a sine qua non of trolling that you have to be anonymous.
So I think what
although there are some public trolls like Yiannopoulos, Milo Yiannopoulos.
Yeah.
Who's a pub, very, everybody knows who he was.
I just got an email from him, actually.
Did you?
I have to admit, I know him. He's not as bad as he seems, although
be very careful there, Andrew, because
he's still pretty bad. But anyway.
You could be tarred with that brush if you're not careful.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, Milo used to he was an admirer of my earlier work. Yeah. So anyway,
but I always got the feeling that everything he said was cynical and calculated. Yeah, that wasn't genuine.
But coming back to Estonia, what I think the Estonians are, he's the ultimate troll. What Estonians are trying to pioneer.
So he's the counterexample to the anonymity.
Right. I mean, at least he's accountable for what he says. Even what he says is so appalling. But anyway, coming back to Estonia, I think what they are pioneering, and also Singapore is pioneering. I have a chapter on Singapore. Is a new kind of world where we're no longer anonymous. It's a radically transparent world, and a lot of libertarians will say, "Well, that's terrible." That's
Singapore's
Orwell.
An authoritarian state. Well, do you want to be?
I'm more ambivalent about. But let's just use the example of Estonia, where there's openness, and the understanding is that, for example, you can't post on Estonian newspapers. You've got to use your sort of official account. So you can't have trolls on Estonian newspapers. And the police, of course, can look at your records if you do something wrong. But the interesting thing is it's a social contract of reciprocity. So the Estonian state or the government or the police can't start looking at your records without telling you. So what the Estonians are pioneering is a kind of
equal
transparency. What the Estonians, and I'm ambivalent about this, I'm not convinced it's right, but I talked to their president and he basically says, look, we live in a post-privacy age. In the age of big data with smart cars and smart homes and smart everything else, we can't rely on the privacy of the 19th century. So if you accept that, we need to build a world where we have rights in an increasingly transparent place. So I think that's the most interesting thing that Estonia is doing, and I think they're really pioneering that.
Yeah, you mentioned in here the Marshall and Brandeis article about privacy, which I think to some degree really established our modern notions of privacy.
But it was built around photography.
That was the technology that was ruining things.
It was the Kodak age. It wasn't the age of Instagram and Twitter. Yeah. Or of iPhones where everything was so ubiquitous.
But they argued for privacy, that it was a human right.
Yeah, and I think it is a human right, but in a technological age where it's harder and harder to protect ourselves against privacy, we may need to rethink privacy law. So I think the Brandeis rule, the 19th century understanding of privacy, I support, but in the 21st century, I'm just not sure how realistic. So I think what the Estonians are doing are pioneering something different. And Singapore, too, in terms of their Smart Nation initiative. Now, I accept the fact that they're not a full democracy, but they're not totalitarian in the way the Chinese are. So the nightmare model of this is, of course, what China's doing.
No privacy in China. Face recognition.
In an authoritarian,
cameras everywhere. But
worse than that, in a totalitarian system where you only get a job or a house if you're politically correct.
Right.
So these are the big issues we're all going to have to confront.
That's the important point to make. You're not prescribing a fix.
But the fix would be we need to get involved and talk about it. What I am saying is that we have to confront these issues. I don't think Americans are even confronting them.
No.
And I think what the Estonians are doing is really interesting. And I also think we need to, you know, identity is such a complex thing. I go to India in the book. And whilst, you know, we privileged types fetishize privacy and protection of our identity, what I found in India is a huge underclass. The poorest people in the country have no identity. They have no way of proving who they are, which means they can't get work. They can't get housing. They can't get healthcare. So what I find in India is that the ID system there is creating identity to benefit poorer people. So even digital identity is a complex issue.
It's very complex. The Nazis, in fact, created identity work cards, identity cards that were required to work, solved a problem, and created a new one.
Right, exactly. And, you know, this whole issue of online identity is so complicated.
Yeah.
But the Estonians are doing great work, the Indians, the Singapore. And so, you know, I spent, the book is really a travelogue of my experiences around the world, seeing how people are fixing stuff. There is no single fix. There's no app to fix the future. It's not going to get fixed with blockchain, whatever Don Tapscott says. It's not going to get fixed with blockchain. It's not going to get fixed with virtual reality. It's not going to get fixed with augmented reality. We know the failure of the internet. The future didn't get fixed by the internet. So it's a human fix. It's not technology. I'm not against technology, but we can't just rely on technology.